259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think there was some switches that were crossed in the wrong direction in the control room. And we got it ironed out thanks to whoever it is that's doing the board operating there. Thank you. 800-259-9231 is the number. This is Free Talk Live, and we are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. The man making the noises over here for a moment there is Wayne. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. And who else do we have tonight?
And Mark.
All right. So 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Coming up, we will talk to you about, well, pretty much whatever you want. Still to come, though, we've got news about a man who is doing some driver's license disobedience. We'll talk about that, and it's from our friends over at the CD Evolution Fund, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Let's go first, though, to your phone calls. Pete and Adam are with us, who are no strangers to civil disobedience and non-cooperation. You're calling from the road, as you are you're out and about across the country, driving from east to west and then west to east, all the way across and back from New Hampshire to California to Florida. You are on the way out west as we speak. And you are from LibertyOnTour.com. Good evening, Pete and Adam.
Good heavens. Hey, thanks for having us on, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, as always, I've been itching to have you guys on because a few days ago you were arrested as you were stopped in Denver on one of your many stops, one of your 13 stops that you'll be making during Liberty on Tour. You were at a football stadium there, the Denver Broncos football stadium, and were arrested from what I understand, not showing identification when your papers were demanded of you. So let's focus on that for a little bit, and then we'll talk more about what else is going on with Liberty on Tour.
Sure, sure. And it's not so much that we refused to show our identification. We were asking why, because the officers just came up and didn't say much of explaining anything to us, but just demanded our papers, and we were asking if we were legally required to do so, to show us the statue, and if we were under investigation. So.
They decided that they didn't want to answer any of those questions because they're not used to answering questions like that. So if you ask to see the statute, they're like, we don't have to show you the law. We're just law enforcement officers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we ask those questions, and without getting answers, we're placed under arrest. And, you know, when that happened to me, I went limp, and then they started asking me if I was going to be like a child. And I was refusing to talk because I'm under arrest then, so I don't have anything else to say. And They just went to mocking me or, trying to call me names.
Well, do you have any fun with them?
What's that?
Did you have any fun with them? I mean, you could cry like a baby or something. Or
I mean, I think the other people were standing around that were filming as well got a kick out of it because it obviously showed the demeanor of the officer who was, I mean, he was yelling and then trying to mimic us, and it just made him look really bad.
So you weren't the only two out there at the Denver Broncos game. What brought you there in the first place?
Well, yeah, this is Pete. Adam and I, you know, this time around with Liberty on Tour, we want to do more outreach and talk to folks that haven't yet been exposed to the ideas of Liberty. So when we were in Philly, we were going to go out and do outreach at the Phillies game in a thunderstorm. And we're out here in Denver. It just happened to be when they're playing the Steelers. So we said, hey, let's go out. And some of the local folks came out, helped us do outreach. It was going really well, too. And then, you know, like Adam mentioned, these guys just came on, and they had a real aggressive demeanor originally, and they wouldn't answer our questions. So just kind of aggravate the situation.
Yeah, I mean, essentially the plan was we have, you know, a bunch of advertisers on board. You can go to LibertyOnTour.com/advertisers and see the great list of folks that are there. A lot of them have given us flyers and booklets and things to pass out. So we bundled those all together, put a rubber band around them, and we said, hey, free beer in Marv, and if you come for a beer, you had to take a packet. And that's essentially what we said. We made signs, we made packets, and rather quickly, somebody from Invesco Field came by and clarified the policy, which we did check prior to going to this football game, what like tailgating was and if you could give away things and so on, pass out information. And there were no rules about it. It was mostly about like open fires and bottles of beer and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. we had gone through that checklist and did that. But then when we arrived, we were told we couldn't promote that it was free beer, but we're free to stay. Come on into our RV for beverage or free drinks or something at that time.
Well, they could tell by your vehicle that you were uppity slaves.
Exactly. After a while. But, I mean, originally the Invesco Field folks and some cops drove by on golf carts like maybe four or five times, and And some of the cops were real receptive. We had conversations with them. And right now, as we drive, we're like 2 hours east of Reno, but Adam and I have been taking turns driving while the other one's editing the video, because we did get our cameras back on Tuesday morning from the Denver PD, and they didn't delete the film. So we're hoping to post that tonight. It should be pretty good.
Yeah, that was one of the most surprising aspects of the story, was that they stole your cameras, and you've had your cameras stolen by the cops in the past when you've been arrested, and you haven't gotten them back. In this case, they gave them back to you. How did you manage to pull that off?
Well, this is Adam again, and I actually have to give my mother credit for giving me the idea. She said, Denver Police Department's a very big police department with lots of police officers. You might just be able to walk in their ass, play to their ego a little bit, maybe even the I'm sorry card, and you would get your cameras back. So I spent the Tuesday morning calling a bunch of the stations, or Monday morning, excuse me, calling them, and ended up finding out that the arresting officer or his superior, could give us those back. Well, neither one of them wanted to return my phone call, so Pete and I decided to go to the headquarters, where we met a sergeant after talking to a few people, because the one guy's like, nope, this is the policy, that's the way it is. And I said, well, I'll talk to the next guy up. Just give me the next guy up, and we'll keep going. And the next guy up was a sergeant who came out. We talked to property. I kind of told him, like, in property, I said, well, somebody else told me this when they were still trying to stick to the policy. And they said, fine, whatever, we'll copy the footage and give you guys your cameras back. So it took about 2 hours, but they ended up giving us our cameras with footage.
I'm amazed by that. That's just
surprising. When we were arrested in Greenfield, we tried to go back, but the officer they put us in contact was Todd M. Dodge, the one who arrested us, so there was no chance of that happening. Mm. Here at a bigger police station, you know, the officers weren't even at work. There's multiple substations and other things, and you're on the headquarters. Plus, Denver's got a really bad rap right now, so, like, we were telling them, like, we have flyers and things like that, so that we would make this a kind of a big stink when I had called a bunch of them. So it might have had a little bit to do with it as well.
So you guys are out. You're handing out free beer at Denver Broncos Stadium.
At a tailgating party, which, you know, no big deal.
They come up. They harass you over it, and they ask for identification. You ask them some questions about, you know, whether you have to actually provide that or not. And then to reward you for your questions, they put you in some bracelets.
Trying to be informed citizenry, right? Like, you know, tell me the statute that says that I can't, you know, do X. And
we don't have to. We've got these handcuffs.
We make crap up.
So since when do people who think they're in power want people, the citizens, to be informed and educated?
Well, they don't.
Well, they're going to pretend like that's what they want.
So you guys were taken down to the substation at the actual facility, right, or the stadium? They didn't actually take
Yeah, at the stadium is where they took us. But I just want to back up, too, and let folks know that the police were actually called because the same two alcohol control women that had walked around several times throughout the day, several hours later came by and said, I had to stop saying free beer. And so, and she said it in the kind of like a tone that, you know, like, oh, you guys can't say free beer. And so I took that as like, okay, the word free is wrong. So I asked if I could say, can you come have a beverage? And she said, yeah. So then I grabbed the microphone and said that. And she took offense to that she thought that I was mocking her, and which is why she called the police to begin with. But then they later tried to say that they thought that we were handing beer out to minors, which is completely false. And when you see the video, there are people backing up that didn't say that. Now, we weren't carding everybody, but we were only approaching people we were sure were of legal drinking age.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of charges are y'all looking at in this case?
I was charged with interference, resisting, and disturbing the peace. So it's something I really don't understand. I mean, it's all, you know?
All right, hang on. We're going to bring you guys got more time, right?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com. We're going to get an update. Maybe a little more on the Denver situation, what's coming next there. Also, what's coming next for Liberty on Tour? Where are they headed? Maybe it's to a city near you. LibertyOnTour.com, their site. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in at 800-259-9231.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those, including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up. You can follow our emailed updates or our Twitter profile or Facebook. Head over to news.freetalklive.com and get on board. Again, news.freetalklive.com. Ian, Wayne, and Mark here. We've got Pete and Adam on the phones. Where are you guys calling from tonight on the road?
We're about 2 hours east of Reno right now. We're going to get there tonight.
Is Reno your next stop on the itinerary?
It's technically not a stop, but we're going to go there and work for a little bit, upload this video. Adam's going to maybe play a little poker tonight if you can. And we also may go out and do some cop block stuff.
Nice.
And after that, we'll probably leave in a day or two and then head down to Bakersfield and do some stuff down there that Adam's been covering.
Yeah, there's a story in Bakersfield where you guys covered even the Kearns County story back in, I don't know, March or whatever that was, where the woman had six sheriffs break into her house, basically, and some other folks have been harassed by Bakersfield police officers and have contacted Cop Lock, so we're going to stop in and maybe make a few videos there.
Yeah, and then after that, we're going to go up to Malibu where the raw milk place just got raided. We're going to talk to some folks, get that lined up right now, and then...
Nice.
On down to San Diego, where there's a real big and active group of volunteers, and we're pretty excited about the outset. Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's fantastic. You guys definitely have your trip laid out. Folks that are in the area can learn more over at libertyontour.com. You just left Denver not too long ago after being waylaid by the police. You were handing out free beers to people in the parking lot at the Denver Broncos Stadium. They arrested you for basically not being obedient serfs. And you're facing several charges in that case. How are you going to handle that? I mean, now you've already got a case that you're countersuing from way back when you guys were doing Motorhome Diaries that's still going on down in Alabama. You've got you were arrested in Massachusetts. That's going to be going to trial in January. What are the dates going to be looking like for coming back to Denver if you're planning on coming back?
Well, yeah, this is Adam, and I can't speak for Pete on what he'll do with his charges, but for me, the ticket says you have to wait 10 days, call this number, and then show up for court or something. And I'm assuming since they didn't hold us and they didn't make us sign any paperwork or try to get some money out of us to get out, that these are just fine. So since I got my camera gear back, I could care less what they say or how much money they think I'm going to owe them. I'm not going back to Denver. Just for that case, we got other obligations, and Liberty on Tour is going to be going on. So that's my approach. As far as Mississippi, where we got arrested for MHD, filming police officers as well, that trial is December 1st, and then we have one that's January 10th in Massachusetts.
Wow. Yeah, quite a calendar you've got there, guys.
it's not something we want to do, but for me, my charges, Adam had two the same charges that I had, which was interference and disturbing the peace, but... You know, when we post the video, you'll see that the people that were doing that were the folks with badges. And then my third charge is resisting a lawful order, but I didn't hear anybody. The orders I heard that day were, like, aggressive, and, you know, so I don't think I did anything wrong that day. So, again, I'll probably do something similar to Adam.
Yeah, and my thing is that we didn't refuse to give our ID. We asked why. Had they had told us,
right,
which they covered later, that it was because they thought somebody was giving some beer to minors, we very well might have complied with that. Well, if, because, mind you, I asked at one point, you'll see on this video that we'll post tonight at libertyontour.com/Denver, so in like 2 hours you'll be able to see that. You'll see in the video, I asked them, who's the victim? Where did you see, you know, who is claiming these things against us? Because the only people they had claiming anything against us was the alcohol control people and the woman who was mad that I mocked her, or what she thought was me mocking her. So, I mean, there was no basis or proof to that allegation.
There is some early video that has been released via other sources, some of the other folks that were, I guess, standing around. We've posted some of that over at freekeen.com, so folks can take an early peek at what's going to happen. But you guys obviously are going to have the best video that's going to be really well put together. You do a great job at editing, so I'm looking forward to seeing that later tonight at libertyontour.com. So you guys are continuing across the country. Everything is otherwise, I guess you're going to be still pretty much on – are you pretty much on schedule as far as your dates when you're expected?
Yeah, we're about to be behind. That's why we're actually like off the side of the road on an exit here in the middle of nowhere in Nevada. But we're doing an all-day drive day to get that caught up. And we've shortened some time, like in Utah, and we shortened this stop here in Reno. But I'd also like to say we have had a little bit of Marv troubles. He acted up on a sensor and a couple tires. So if anyone's interested in getting one of those cool Liberty on Tour T-shirts, they can go to libertyontour.com/support. And get one of those for a $25 donation, and it really help us out.
Yeah, they're apparently conversation starters. I know somebody that purchased one, and they were, I guess, at a concert of some sort, and people were asking questions. What's Liberty on Tour? So it gives a good opportunity to explain what you guys are up to and maybe talk about freedom. So, and they're pretty cool logos.
And introduce me to a bunch of great organizations like LRN and Free Talk Live,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, anything else we're missing out on as far as what's happened between the last time we spoke with you and now?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. Again, I just say thanks to everybody who's given us tips and support us and come out with us and done outreach and stuff. It's really cool. We heard a lot of good feedback from folks saying, you know, they've tried to do similar stuff in the past, but there was some real good synergy and a lot of people are meeting each other, working together. So please do hit us up, give us some feedback, and come on out and meet some other good people in the area.
All right, guys. Well, I hope the Denver thing works out for you. I'm a little concerned you might end up getting a failure to appear or something like that if there ends up being a court date, and that could what that will result in. I don't know if they could, like, extradite you from New Hampshire down the line or something like that.
There's still a ways off from making that decision. You know, I mean, at this point, they're within a couple of days of dealing with the cops. They're, you know, the emotions need to cool down, and they can make those decisions.
Yeah, I understand that, and I am going to think about how it may affect the other cases or how it may affect, you know, potential advertisers in the future if, you know, if we do another project and stuff like that. So I'll make a good decision, I hope.
Well, yeah, I don't know. My mindset is Denver Police, I'm in the Shire, come get me.
I fully support it. Thanks, guys. Look forward to hearing from you again, and hopefully you won't get arrested too many more times out there on your journey across the country. Thanks for the call tonight.
That's not the goal. The goal is to educate, so hopefully the cops let us do that.
Right on. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good luck out there. Drive safe. That's Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com. Great guys. They started out in Keene, New Hampshire several weeks ago and have been heading westbound ever since, making stops off in places like New York City, Philadelphia, St. Louis, then Denver, and now heading westbound out to California.
And the best part is what they're doing is making people think. And even the cops, you know, a lot of the cops are not thinking about what they're doing. They've been indoctrinated. They've been trained, and they think they're right. And so by them doing what they're doing with the Liberty on Tour guys, what they're doing is they're questioning, and they're starting to, over time, what this does is this actually gets the so-called law enforcement agents and the so-called peace officers to really think about what and why they're doing the things they're doing. And that's very helpful and useful.
I hope so. I certainly think that what they're doing is likely going to be more effective on average folks as they're reaching out to them. They're doing things like fully informed jury association outreach and just flyering people with things like LRN.FM flyers and freekeen.com.
I think it's most useful because they find people who believe in liberty. They talk to them about the Free State Project. They get them to sign up and move back here.
Yeah, that's going to be really one of the most useful things because they've got their own testimonials about spending time in New Hampshire, and I think they're pretty powerful spokespeople for this movement. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1-year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Coming up, Wayne, you're going to tell us about the welfare state of Finland. Apparently not going so well for them over there. We'll get the details on that. 800-259-9231 allows you to dial in and bring up whatever you want. Also, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. The course is written by a man with a doctorate of jurisprudence, so it is complete. I have taken it, and I believe you'll find it valuable. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right. Again, 800-259-9231. To the amp lines, we go to Joe calling from New Hampshire. Hello, Joe.
Hey guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right, so you guys were talking about Burning Man last night, and I've been to a number of festivals, and I've been to some that have been actually bigger than Burning Man. There's one in Tennessee that happens at the end of June every year called Bonnaroo.
I've heard of it.
And, yeah, it can pull, 90,000 people into
now,
it. Like,
how long does the Bonnaroo go for? Is it a weekend or a full week or what?
It's like a Thursday to Monday morning type of deal. So it's like, I guess people start showing up like Wednesday, but music starts like Thursday night and the big bands, happen all day, or the headliners start officially on Friday, I guess.
Gotcha.
You'd call it, but, so I mean, this was my second one going to. The first one, it was all right. This one, I went with a group of people, some that I knew and some that I didn't. You know, it was just a lot of friends that we all just took the trip from New York and we just drove down. And this one guy who I didn't know, he was bringing down a half pound of herb with him. He had an ounce to his head, and then the rest he was just planning on getting rid of when he was down there. You know,
sure.
A lot of people see these things as money-making, you know, adventures. So, I don't know, it was pretty pretty good fest. It was pretty uneventful. But Saturday morning, before before people were waking up, had to be like 8 or 9 in the morning. Me and this kid that brought down these bags with them. And we're just sitting on under our tents on a table, and we're about to pack a bowl. And all of a sudden, these two guys just walk up, and they're both rocking mustaches and aviators.
Uh-oh.
And so, you know, we don't think anything of it because, I mean, we've been on mushrooms. We've been doing all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's like an arts music festival. People
sure.
are, you know, it's very open and very open and blatant drug use. So these guys just come and sit down right at our table, you know, just take a seat. And they're like, what's going on, guys? And, well, I mean, we just sort of sit there and shoot the S with them for a little bit. And then, you know, it obviously comes out that these two are police and pretty much just steal this guy's bag from him and write him a ticket. Like, wrote him, like, a $300 ticket or something in Tennessee.
Wow.
So, I mean, the guy had, like, an ounce. Like, I mean, this was, like, 5 or 6 years ago. But in Tennessee, I figured, like, an ounce would be, you know, like, a sizable amount to be caught with. But sometimes that's, like, the line that some states draw as an ounce or over.
Sure, it may very well be. But they, you know, just wrote him a ticket. They didn't make an arrest. They didn't actually, you know, cuff him or anything like that, huh?
Oh, no. They didn't even, like, search his bag or anything. They took... they took my other friend's pipe, which was, he just bought it the day before. He was passed out on his couch and it was just out and about. And so we were using it. So they took that and they took, this guy's bag. And they claimed the reason that they gave him a ticket was because I made like a snide comment at him. Like, they were just pretty much extorting this guy. And I was just fuming mad. Like, I was pissed. Like, I mean, you know, they just showed up and acted like, you know, like, oh, we can just come up to your campsite, sit down and steal, you know, whatever we want. And I don't know. So I had some wet wipes. And if you're ever in the South camping, you need wet wipes just because they're useful as hell. So anyways, I'm taking one and I'm, you know, cleaning myself off. And he, like, one of the cops jumps up and, you know, was like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, I'm grabbing a wet wipe. What do you think I'm doing? He's like, well, what are those for? I'm like, for wiping your ass, dude. What do you think they're for? They're wet wipes. And he's like, that's it. He's getting a ticket. And, you know, and then they went off on him. But so, I mean, these things can get pretty police state-ish. I've been to other ones where they call them ninjas, but late at night, like, men with, you know, pretty much like SWAT gear, you know, all black, submachine guns, go running through the woods in these things looking for nitrous tanks. That's another thing
Wow.
That they really don't like. I'm not sure. I think it's mostly because it's like explosives. I think, you know, because one of these things could go off and make a big boom and have a giant fireball. But,
sure.
You know, for people don't know, nitrous oxide is they use it as laughing gas at the dentist, but it's like a disassociative drug. And, you know, it's like 15-second high. And these things it's called like hippie crack. But, yeah, so they'll send like SWAT guys in and like raid tents and stuff trying to find tanks. So, I mean, these things can be kind of scary if you're not. As well, if you're not being careful, if you're dealing in the wrong types of substances, I suppose. But, so.
Wow. Well, by the way, I just checked Normal's website, normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. They've got a great little map that you can click on any one of the U.S. States, and it'll give you a rundown of the current legal status of various cannabis-related so-called crimes. And possession of any amount in Tennessee is a misdemeanor with a maximum year in jail and a mandatory minimum fine of $250 if convicted. So I don't know how
I think it was $250 plus whatever fees that he was. And it was just something he could mail in. He asked, he's like, do I have to come back for court? He's like, nope. Just,
yep.
You know, here's the envelope, mail the check, and you'll be all right.
Just ring in the cash register.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you came out of that all right. I mean, all things considered, it certainly could have been worse. And, you know, clearly it sounds like they were just shaking people down.
Oh, yeah, and that was it. And, you know, every person, like, I mean, pretty much at that point, once they left, I went and ran to all our neighbors, you know, up and down, like, the street, you know, yelling, listen, these two guys, plain clothes, they look like cops if you don't, you know, recognize them. They will, you know, steal stuff. And I didn't hear from anyone who said that they were bothered by any of these two guys. I almost kind of wonder if I never, like, saw this kid again. You know, I met him I drove down with him, never saw him again. And so I don't know whatever happened to him, but it just screwed up.
Yeah, it sucks. These guys, they're just such a bunch of party poopers. They can't stand having people having a good time, and they always want to come out and ruin people's fun. Nobody was being harmed by your actions, and even in the case of the nitrous tanks, you'd have to be pretty stupid to be putting a nitrous tank right next to a campfire or something like that.
Yeah, that does seem like a bad idea.
I suppose stupid people can be there.
Yeah, I don't know much about nitrous, but, you know, I don't like the idea of any inhalants.
I mean, it does have a medical purpose. I mean, they still use it in dentist offices and stuff. And
yep.
Pretty much most of the deaths that occur with it are from people who hook up rigs to feed themselves, like a constant supply of it, and their rig, like, malfunctions, and they just ended up suffocating on just breathing nothing but nitrous.
I've heard that some people die or get seriously harmed because they will hook they will just take a hit right off a nitrous tank. And that will essentially freeze their lungs because that's the reason.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, but that'll definitely do it.
That's the reason people will, you know, put them in balloons before they take the hit. They will fill a balloon because it allows it to, you know, to essentially warm up to room temperature effectively before it's actually the dose is given, so to speak. Anyway, thanks for the story tonight, Joe. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was pretty much it.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, with people doing inhalants, again, Mark, inhalants tend to be some of the most dangerous of the recreational drugs. And it's because people, first of all, they don't know what the heck they're doing. Many of them are very dangerous no matter how you take them.
No good way to huff metallic spray paint.
Absolutely.
Or gasoline.
The reason why kids are huffing gasoline and spray paint, of course, is typically because they're prohibited from getting their hands on marijuana or other more benign so-called illegal drugs. So because they can't get anything else, it's not hard to get their hands on the spray paint that's in Dad's garage or the can of gas for the lawnmower or something like that. So really, some of the reasons why you see any deaths from inhalants is because, well, young people can't get their hands on anything else. It's Free Talk Live.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So you've got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features we give to you while those other talk show hosts are charging for them. So enjoy our free website, freetalklive.com. But if you can, you're welcome to support us on a voluntary basis by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits, amazon.freetalklive.com. And I did find out something that's a little, maybe a little bit, could be a little frustrating. I had somebody check with me. Sometimes people get a little paranoid about whether or not their orders were given credit when they placed an order there, because when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, it doesn't say you were referred by Free Talk Live, you know, anywhere on the site. When you first go in, you'll see Free Talk Live, our little code up on the URL, but after that it disappears. So you don't know. And so sometimes people get paranoid, and like 99 times out of 100, I find what they had ordered. But one guy was wanted me to check on things, and I found some of his order, but I didn't find some of the other items. Well, it turns out what he did was he placed multiple orders, and I guess the Amazon's policies say that there's the session ends when you've placed an order, basically. So if you go in, Free Talk Live gets credit for your first order. If you place one order and then immediately add some more items after that and then place another one, we may not get credit for that. So if you place one order and you want to place another order, just go back to amazon.freetalklive.com. Just re-enter the site through our link, and that should take care of that. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, I'm surprised that they do it that way, but they do.
That's
it
my
way.
Understanding of what may have happened. It's the only real explanation as to why some of his stuff was we got credit for, but the others we didn't. So hopefully that kind of explains things for those of you who might have been a little concerned. Just be a little cautious. If you've already placed one order, go ahead and just go back in, re-enter the website through amazon.freetalklive.com. If you forgot something or you needed to place a second order immediately after your first one. So hopefully that's clear.
Seems like it.
All right, Mark. What's next?
It's not very often that people that believe in liberty have an election that really matters that they can participate in. And I think that the election that's going on in November between Nancy Pelosi and John Dennis is a very important one. Nancy Pelosi, huge political player in Washington, D.C.
You mean Nancy, we have to pass the health care bill so you can see what's in it, Pelosi?
Yeah, that lady? Before you find out what's in it, we have to pass it. That gal. gal. You know, she's terrible when it comes to
you know what I really bugs me about her is she kind of talks slowly to people like they're second graders as she lies to them right to their face.
Well, that's what politicians do, right?
She like, especially. She's like the school marm, you know, who just talks to you, like looks down at you and lies to you. And, you know, and if you cross her, boy, watch it. She's going to strap you right across your behind.
So many agreed, and many of the Ron Paul Republicans that are out there, it's been hard for me to really get behind because they'll have these glaring anti-liberty stances in particular areas.
Mm-hmm.
I found there's a candidate out there, John Dennis, who doesn't have that kind of glaring inconsistency.
And we've had him on the show.
Yeah, you've endorsed people voting for him and giving him money, which that doesn't happen every day. You endorsing a political candidate.
He seems to be a pretty good. Pretty good guy.
And, you know, in that district, too, in San Francisco area, because there are a lot of people who are liberal-minded, they're not going to like a neocon Republican anyway. The best chance of winning as a Republican in that area is a libertarian Republican.
Right, one who's against the war.
Yes, against the war.
Right.
And he won the primary.
He won the primary against an established Republican. You're right, Wayne. I think it's 13% or 19%, but one is the first digit of the amount of people who are registered Republicans in San Francisco in this district. So you know as well as I do the only way you can get around this kind of political player, Nancy Pelosi isn't campaigning at all. Well, she doesn't believe she has to.
Well, this guy's a real anti-war candidate,
yes,
too.
She's not.
Antiwar.com is, from what I understand, real friendly with John Dennis.
Absolutely. So this guy is worth supporting. I've supported him, and I recommend that you do, too, because you can't vote in San Francisco. If you're listening to me, it's unlikely that you're in San Francisco. Get an opportunity to vote. And your dollars make more headway than your vote does anyway. So you, anywhere in the country, can support John Dennis in his bid against Nancy Pelosi, and you can make a real difference for this real pro-liberty candidate.
Where would one go to do that?
JohnDennis2010.com. They're doing a fundraiser right now, as you can imagine, right? They're running a political campaign. You can donate. They make it very easy. They have the same format as the Ron Paul, donation page. It's beautiful and good looking, and he's endorsed by Ron Paul. So go and do it, please.
All right.
Yeah, it'd be sure nice to have another thorn in the side of the establishment in Congress.
Let's continue with your thoughts. Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Wayne, Mark. How we doing?
Hey, Tom.
Just calling on that Burning Man episode you had on the other day.
Yes, sir. The Burning Man police state crackdown, apparently, according to one of the Burning Man, the burners, the barristers that are out there, that things are getting worse with an increased police presence.
I read that. Read that report, got emails on that also. I was there three, four times, so yeah, I attended that. A good place. I always wondered if we should have had a Liberty camp there, and I heard you were interested. We got to get together one of these days. Maybe next time you're in Grafton.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun to go out to Burning Man, especially to bring out, you know, the ideas of freedom to those folks. I think one of the biggest mistakes they've made is having it on federal property, which basically means that it's open season for the cops to come in there. I mean, according to the reports, they're walking dogs through people's campsites, sniffing for drugs. They are shaking people down. I mean, it's
yeah, that was
terrible.
Common. It was low key before, but it sounds like they're beefing that up. One year they had it on the Indian reservation. I'm not sure why they didn't go back, but I'm not involved in that part.
Hmm. So what did you want to share, I mean, about your experience?
Oh, been there, like, I'd say three times, lose count after a while, before I found the Free State Project and made my move to New Hampshire, so that's taken my time and energy and money, you know how it is.
Sure.
But, really, it's a great arts, music, free creativity place. If you wanted to see something that's out there, that's the place to go. And it's 24 hours, days a week, 24 hours, it goes.
Pretty much. It slows down around 6 in the morning, but that's about it. It's really a lot.
That's relative. Yeah. Slows down is relative. If you saw it going at midnight, you wonder how these people would even stay up. But, yes, it's
drugs
a
help
fun place.
With that, from what I understand.
What a lot of people don't realize is half of these people, if not more, I just took that number out. Professionals. I mean, I go out there, I work for the dispatching with the emergency services there. You got EMTs, you got doctors, you have a mass hospital setup like.
Yeah.
Everything you imagine of a city of 40,000, they put together in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's an amazing event. When was the last year you went out?
I believe it was 07.
Oh, okay. So not too long ago then.
No, I think it was 07.
And did you notice anything changing? Because it was 07 when they started to get more complaints about the police state. Had you noticed an uptick in that year as compared to the other years that you'd attended?
Not really. It seems like they pick on certain groups. You can profile which groups might have a lot of illit things, and they go after them most likely. And they just walk around, look for the obvious. You sit back, and you're not obvious. They kind of leave you alone. Campsite were involved with were laid back, and whatever was going around, it's in the privacy of your tent or the inner sanctum where they were not coming in without a cause.
Gotcha.
Now I heard it's still different again, more offensive.
Thanks for sharing your story tonight, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, and thanks for the call.
The more the police officers get away with stuff, the more they're gonna push. It's it's their job to go and find things that are illegal there. They're not looking to prevent robberies. They're not looking to investigate rapes. They're not looking for murder suspects. They're there busting people who have drugs, illegal items, things that they want, that they want to alter their consciousness with. And, for better or for worse, humans like to alter their consciousness.
And they'll do it regardless of whether there's a law against it or not.
Right. Even those cops, they probably went home that night and had some beers.
Cracked open some beers. And, who's to say? Why is it that it's okay to have beer and it's not okay to smoke pot?
Because some people in a legislature said so.
Right. It just doesn't make any sense.
Because they know
the beer
everything.
The alcohol lobby is significantly more powerful than the marijuana lobby. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Well, yeah, and you have a small group of people making a lot of money on illegal drugs like marijuana. And back when marijuana was criminalized, it was just as much about hemp production as it was about marijuana. Because the big endowments and some of the wealthy financiers had timberland. They didn't want competition. They wanted their timberland to be worth more.
And now the cops don't want their drug money to dry up. They don't want to lose the asset forfeiture that is so sweet for them to be able to steal people's cars and homes and other property that is so-called associated with drugs or drug users or whatever, drug dealers. And so there's a lot of money in it now for the cops, and they don't want that to go away. Hour number two is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.